and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It is Sunday, June 17th, 2018, and my name is Mark Kett, and I am your host once again. You have to excuse me, I have a little tickly throat here. I'm not sure if it's allergies or just life. Seems like I can't seem to get rid of this cough.
Maybe you're allergic to life.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe we all are.
Could be. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Red, who's been on a path of...
I think I just want to trade it in for the war path. I just want to go on the war path.
I think we should come in here and paint up like Braveheart. You know, the blue streaks. Ooh, what are you doing with... here? I'm coming here to pick a fight.
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm going to pick a fight.
It's my island.
That's like God says I'm okay, but you're...
Don't know about you.
Anyway, excuse me. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I was just trying to get there, but...
Actually, I got it this morning real easy. It came up for a change. We're on a roll now.
I'm working on it. Let's see if I can actually get the chat room to come up on this. I'm an explorer here. Anyway.
Well, it came up through Chrome today for me, which is surprising.
Yeah, I'm... I got Tiger Field schedule.
Not sure what's going on for you there.
That's kind of weird. I'm pretty sure I took the chat room.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe. Except there's nothing there.
If you click on that blank box, sometimes it'll bring it up.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's like the secret void.
Yeah.
You know what the secret void is? we'll leave that alone.
Is that like a safety word?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's not four-letter either.
Ew. All right.
Unless, well,
it could be.
Yeah. Chat, room, I don't know. There's a couple. I wanted to see, do we have any announcements?
I got a couple. Where shall I start here? We got a few that we need to hit. On June 23rd, the Korean Luncheon, they'll be holding that at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. And this is for the Korean community. Sorry about that. For all the Korean War veterans out there and their families. So, again, that's going to be on June 23rd down at the VFW Hall. Also on June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., NorCal Veterans Historical Association presents the 3rd Annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a neat deal.
Yeah, they do all kinds of different stuff down there, and that's, you know, 1 mile south from Wind River on Highway 273. I think last year they had even helicopter rides.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of different stuff. You can see there's a group throughout California that takes restored military vehicles, and they take them around, tour them. You can see, you know, things like towed guns and, you know, like Jeeps and their actual formed during the military with mounted guns.
And yeah, it's stuff from World War One, two, Korea, and Vietnam. So a lot of good stuff down there. Good for the kids to go down to that. And then we have a spaghetti fundraiser that's coming up. And it is for the Salvation Army, and it's to keep people in their homes, families to stay in their homes. And this is going to be put on by the Sons of Italy. And it's Saturday, June 30th from 4 to 7. And it's going to be at the Sons of Italy Hall at 4850 Cedars Road. The cost per plate is $15. Children under 10 are 5. So, again, that will be for the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in tickets, the number is 646-7418. Again, 646-7418. And I think that's all at the moment.
There you have it. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about this State of Jefferson question, I guess, and the fact that the judge did not dismiss the case on Friday, you know, and is this, I mean, does everybody need to show up at this judge's house or something? I mean,
well, how long does she have to make a ruling? That's one of my questions.
Just kidding. Well, now it's going to be, it could be anywhere up to a year. Is she going to drag her feet to get this to the Ninth Circuit and then have it languish over there?
I don't know. That's the question. My personal theory, and as it is my personal theory, is I think the judge is between a rock and a hard place. Is the criteria of the State of Jefferson case clearly meets the what it has
standard.
To?
Yeah, to get
the standard
to get to the three judge panel.
I mean,
yeah,
it's clear.
Right,
and I think she's been told get rid of this thing, and she knows she can't. I think she doesn't know what to do.
Could there be deep state? You know, ties here.
Yeah, we're talking about the Ninth Circuit. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if anybody at this point doesn't believe there's a problem in our government, especially after this IG report, good grief. I mean, how much do you need? And, you know, it goes to the money, in my opinion, as usual, because where's, you know, there's 21, according to several people, a professor up in Minnesota, who's an accredited professor, Mark, I think it was his last name, I'll bring it up, Catherine Austin Fitz, who, you know, worked on the 2008 catastrophe with the government, says there's $21 trillion missing from the federal government coffers. Did they buy up, like, television stations? Did they buy up all the judges? Judges never take bribes, do they? And neither do congressmen or politicians, right?
I don't know. Did they smuggle it to Iran?
All I'm saying is that it sure does seem like there's an awful lot of people in the tank. Oh, and that's just a coincidence, right? And they're just all fanatical, and they're all ideologically driven to the point of moronic, stupid, you know, I mean, okay, gee, I would rather see Trump fail so we can have a nuclear bomb hit us.
No.
I mean, what? Some of these people are so off the charts, screwed up with their ideological bent. I mean, they're bent.
Well, okay, you've got head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, up there a couple days ago, you know, talking about this IG report. Oh, yeah, they did all of these things and blah, blah, blah. We know all about it. But it wasn't for political purposes. What the hell was it for then, Mr. Ray?
Yeah, they're saying stuff like, we'll make sure that he never gets elected. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What would you call political bias then?
I don't know. I mean, so let's going back here to the State of Jefferson. So what does that mean? Does it mean that over the long haul that we don't have a chance? No, I think it means exactly the opposite. I think the longer this goes on, the more people are getting pissed. You know, the games played with the dates of showing up, you know, they're absolutely frightened down in the Capitol of people coming together in big numbers to say, listen, we've had enough of your BS.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
That's what they're afraid of. And we need to take this as, oh, no,
Well, I think they think that we'll go away and the numbers will get less the longer that they prolong it.
I mean, mm-hmm. We got to get off the Eeyore crap. Oh, no, I knew this was going to happen. I want to go home now or move to another state. No, it's exactly the opposite.
Well, to me, the fact that you knew it was going to happen should fire you up more.
Yeah, people have got to start showing up to these things in droves and in numbers. And that is really what Mark Barrett is, you know, I was listening to Mark Barrett yesterday. And that's the bottom line. If you want to win, you have to start showing up to the party. Okay? They're afraid of us. They're afraid of these big numbers coming in. You can see the changes that are coming.
Well, maybe we need to make the party at different times, not just on their time schedule.
Well, maybe we need to set something up to where they're not have control of the...
And that's what I'm saying,
they don't
yeah.
have control of the rally. I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'm know anything, but and I'd sort of wait till after the judge rules. But, I mean, my question is, why wouldn't you put pressure on this judge, period? I mean, other than showing up at the rally, I mean, didn't the left just, like, show up at their house? I mean,
set up a drum circle right outside.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm in charge of anything, and you know, but...
I don't know. For us, mate, instead of a drum circle, what do we bring, banjos?
I mean, we can show up with a banjo and a guitar and get all cross-eyed before we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I don't know. But all I'm saying is that this has to be more coordinated. People have to start showing up to the party. Because the other side of this is I think time is on our side, too. I think the longer this thing drags out, the worse it's going to get. I mean, we're talking about recovery. Well, I don't think we're seeing a recovery in California. Mm-hmm. There might be some recovery some other places, but when I look around, it doesn't look like we're at a 40-year low on unemployment. I mean, I'm seeing store after store close. I don't know. Maybe they're doing all right up in Anwar.
Well, you're deep behind the enemy lines of an entrenched communist insurrection. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Our state has been taken over by the communists, and so, we have become the insurgents.
So we can either be ground into the dust and do nothing, or we can start standing up like free men and showing up.
Mm-hmm. And we need to start picking the fight on our time, yes. on our terms, on our ground.
That. Yeah.
I agree with that.
One of the things that I agree with, you know, that I think with is we need to start picking the fight up here where it matters. We need to get in where we can make them come to us.
Well, I think there's some thoughts going on across the board on this. I think there's going to be some, meeting of the minds, so to speak. And I think more and more that you're going to see, I think we need to see more and more people involved. And I think you're going to see this as time goes by. And the rest of you snowflakes that don't want to show up to a party and you're too busy having fun, hey.
Well, I think if we put the terms on ours, more people will be able to show up. You know, this where you keep changing the date. It makes it hard, mm-hmm. in all fairness to people. It was hard because, you know, a lot of people work and, you know, request time off and blah, blah, blah.
And I get it because I had the same thing happen. But this is what the enemy's trying to do.
That's what I'm saying. On
they're trying to divide and conquer. Yeah. It's about the drug guys against the rednecks. It's about everybody divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know, instead of showing up and saying we all need to be free, you know, let's get this division crap out of it and start showing up to the party. You know, now I'm not advocating for drug guys, but what I'm saying is, you know, the guys that are smoking marijuana for recreational purposes, I'm sorry. They want to be free, too. That's why they're smoking. I think they're misguided, but this whole division thing has got to stop on whatever grounds, and everybody needs to get on board. Unless you want to go to the three-state split with Tim, Emperor Draper, which is really stupid because now we get three more Democratic senators, and each one of the states is controlled democratically, and we're back to square one.
Yeah, and instead of one big ugly commie state, we've got three.
Three new commie states.
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So with that, let's
splitting like amoeba.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves, and their slow moving and dream. Cowboys are special.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That'll take you back in time.
Little locomotive breath.
We've got a lot of that going on.
Reminds me of seeing Jethro Tull at the Coliseum in Oakland. Boy, that was a wild one.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to do that these days. I'm just saying.
There's a pretty good story that goes with that. Anyway.
That's going back.
I think that Ashley had a great suggestion over the break.
I do too.
Why don't we have a tailgate barbecue at City Hall, at each one of these counties,
a tailgate party.
You know, what are they going to do? Like in Shasta County, arrest us? Wow, that we would be like in there.
All
for
we
got to
do is walk around the block.
An hour?
Yeah, yeah, we'll be back out by the time the ribs are done.
Yeah, exactly.
We could probably even light one up and stab somebody, and we'd be out in an hour.
I think it's a great idea. It's going to take something like that.
Figuratively speaking.
To get out in front of this, it's going to take something like that. Like
yeah,
can do it. All on the same day, maybe.
We got to quit being the mamby-pamby crowd, you know. We got to quit being I don't want to break the law. You know something? The law's already screwed up to the point of, you know, anything you do, you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
So why are we...
You woke up this morning in California, you broke the law.
Mm-hmm. So why are we worried about offending the guys down at City Hall, for example? You know, why? What if 20,000 people showed up down here at City Hall and did a tailgate party on one of their important event days? Like, oh, I don't know. When they're giving awards to each other.
Oh, or raises.
Or pay raises.
or you know, like on when they have the City Hall meetings, instead of going into the meeting, let's have a little tailgate party outside the meeting. Maybe a bonfire on the steps. I don't know.
They'll sit there and let junkies shoot heroin on the steps. You're going to arrest me for eating barbecue?
Well, and they will let you assault Rick Pacetti right close to the police station. Oh, but that becomes a real problem because he got assaulted. He's a former city councilman, mayor. So maybe we should just all put mayor signs on our back and have some of the protesters beat us out there for a while. Maybe I should rethink that.
Yeah. You let me know how that works for you.
Let's put mayor signs on them and beat them down as they come out. Slap a sign on their back.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. I understood before Maurice Johansson got down to Sacramento when he was up here to publicize an event or a thing that he was pushing. They went down to the Capitol steps with a big wooden, like a gray box, you know.
A coffin?
Right. Coffin, yeah. And that went over real big.
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to quit playing these guys' games their way.
Thanks, Frank.
You know, let's do a little bit of Rogue Warrior, change the rules here a little bit.
How about a set of portable gallows we just pull up and set up in front of?
Well, we could hang, several of them in effigy, or maybe, not. I mean, maybe we just need to have a hanging. You know, just saying. I mean, when they're breaking the law, what happened to the stocks? Maybe we could put Governor Brown and De Leon and Gavin Newsom.
I think that qualifies as cruel and unusual.
Not if you don't, physically harm them, other than, it's a few tomatoes to the forehead.
Yeah. Just make sure they're squishy.
And rotten.
Yeah.
And smelly.
No.
I'm just saying, I think it's a good idea to actually promote a rally that's going to be in the face of these guys, not at the overpass, not down on the corner, but
where it's uncomfortable for them.
We're in their freaking face. I mean, that's what we need to do, is get in their face, because they just keep using tactics to unwind the movement by making it seem like it's small and insignificant. But it must be getting to them someplace, because why would they even be proposing a three-state split?
Well,
there's several other court cases that are out there.
Yeah, there is. And
that have already affirmed that we need this representation issue looked at. And California is the most egregious, we're the highest tax state. You know, we are the least amount of rights in the nation. So, I don't know.
But it's going to take something like that for us to figure out and do, so they can hear us and see us more. We need to be out more in the spotlight.
Now, I'm not, I'm not a person who can make a decision like that. I'm just a guy standing out here in the weeds that's trying to help, right the wrongs. But I would kind of hope that one of the guys that are in the leadership would step up to the plate and say, let's go down there and block City Hall from having their meeting on Tuesday night or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe we need to look at swapping tactics a little bit instead of putting the Continentals up front to go toe-to-toe with the Redcoats. Maybe it's time to slip on the buckskins and start sniping from the trees.
Yeah, with paintball guns.
A little metaphorically. But,
metaphorically speaking. Yeah. Because what these guys want to do is pretend there's nothing wrong. At our city hall, at our board of supervisors, we're just a group of, malcontents. It's a real small group.
And you just eventually will go away.
We'll just go away sooner or later.
And it'll all blow over and be good.
And then the other side of that is there's enough people out there. I mean, you see State of Jefferson stickers everywhere you go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that are starting to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they just think they're cool and they don't show up to any of the meetings needs to be But at the same time, there's a lot of people that were going to show up to these rallies that, you know, this is the third time.
Right. Yeah.
So the third time there's supposed to be a big rally down there, they changed the dates. So how do you expect people to get on board to go down there and have a big show if you're going to change the dates at the last? Well, they changed the last one on Friday. The Thursday was like, what, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days before?
It was like a week before they changed it, yeah.
Barely.
Some people have to actually feed their families and work. Or like me, I had scheduled a surgery on Thursday. I just can't call up the doctor and say, oh, gee, I'm not coming in. I was going
to
come down on Friday.
I would like to know if we could call the judge a week beforehand and go, hey, you know, Thursday really doesn't work for us. Get us in Friday.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different thoughts.
Postpone us until next Friday. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let's move along. There's going to, you know, get to the meetings Monday night, tomorrow night. You know, they're going to have a meeting. They're going to go over what happened on the court case. I just posted some off of SOJ51. I just posted some these postcards that you can send in about the Hammonds and the denying of the justice pardon Stephen Hammond and Dwight. Yeah. And so they're going to be talking about that stuff, and then I'm sure they're going to be going over
strategies. Is Trump thinking about doing the pardon? Did I see something about that?
I don't know what the status of that is. I believe that it's been brought up to both him and Ryan Zinke. That's the word I'm looking for. Head of agriculture, head of BLM.
Yeah, I thought I saw something where he was considering doing the pardon, and I didn't know how, you know, true that was or liable source that I heard that
let's
from.
Let's go to a break, and then let's regroup here and come back.
I'm not sure getting a pardon for something you didn't do is, but hey, I suppose it's the best we could hope for.
With that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
you got to do. Community rated from North State. I was just looking at some headlines here. They have a new app in San Francisco to clean up the biohazard on subway. Biohazard. That's the new.
Wow.
That's the new word for crap. I mean, yeah. So.
Do they have a fence around that?
It says San Francisco has the most expensive housing in America, which has led to a rise in homeless population who are living on the streets, creating a problem with human waste on the streets. The city is offering a new app to report feces and needles left behind by the drug addicts, yeah, the dope addicts, as we used to call them, on the floor inside the BART stations instead of creating a solution for... to the homeless problem. Hold on.
With that, I believe we got a caller on the line. We've got Art.
Art.
Good morning, Art.
Yeah, hi, guys. Just a comment or two. I did some reading up on this. I believe his name is Taylor. He's a billionaire Silicon Valley guy, and he had...
Tim Draper?
Yeah, he had an aggressive... campaign, and he did it over a wide part of the state, and he spent a lot of money, and in the end he ended up with over 402,000 signatures, which is almost twice, I believe, what's required. And that's what amazed me, and most of all about the whole thing, that he could get those kind of numbers even though the division on his map does nothing for Northern California, because once you include San Francisco and Sacramento, you got the same thing all over again.
Well, you know, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, what this has become is more of a rural against the population centers issue, because the population centers are through the changing of the original Constitution and the original founding fathers' apportionment, you know, has shifted all of the power into the population centers, which are easily controlled by the people who run them.
You're creating city-states.
That's exactly right. You're creating city-states and getting rid of everybody else's rights, because we don't live the same way that they do. I mean, I don't think we have an app to report feces and needles, although we might need one down there by Tiger Field pretty soon. But... It's the question is that do we have a voice in our own government? And this is what the founding fathers, that was the whole original reason that we revolted from England, was because we had no representation.
Well, the other thought I had was, this Taylor obviously is aware of the movement of 51 here in the North State. And
sure.
I wondered if he's making this move to blunt that, because he sure as hell made a lot of progress, and he made it fast. And, you know, a lot of people south of Sacramento ain't got a clue about 51, and they went 402,000-plus people. He got signed up for this. That shows you the discontent is out there, if you could just tap into it properly. I wouldn't vote. It's going to be on the ballot. He's got enough. I wouldn't vote for it, but a lot of people might not think too clearly about what the division would be, and we'd end up being lumped in Sacramento and San Francisco. I wonder if the guy, part of the reason for this was because he thought maybe the steam up here for 51 was coming.
Well, I don't know. I think they're afraid of the whole thing. I think they're afraid of people standing up and demanding that they get representation, and this is just a byproduct of it.
Well, it just floored me. 402,000 signatures. It just floored me. You could get that kind of numbers.
Well, I think the numbers are out there, but, you know, we've been getting blacked out on all the media. I mean, even the local media won't cover us. I mean, gee, does anybody wonder why? I mean, can we say that the Democratic Party has, you know, pretty much infiltrated every one of our local stations on any of these places? Or is it just a grand, you know, accident?
Yeah. I've written some of the local stations about this very subject, and you know, they just brush me off. You're not going to hear about it, and you sure as hell ain't going to hear about it south of here.
Well, that's
you're not going to hear about it on the news south of here.
That's the first thing that they do is they take over the TV stations. Now, if you had $21 trillion, which is what has come up missing in the last 8 years or the prior 8 years of the last administration, they bought all the television stations up. They bought all of the television stations up or put people in there somehow in key positions that control the media to the point. I mean, can anybody deny that anymore? I mean, there's time after time after time there should be a huge amount of local coverage on things, and it just gets completely blacked out.
Doesn't get touched.
Yeah, that's true, and especially the local stations here. If they don't bring it up, if they don't honestly portray it, you know, nobody knows about it. Listen, I'm a retired guy. I'm out every day shopping. You know, I talk to people about it. They never heard of it. What's 51? What's a chance to get the hell out of California and form our own state? A lot of people don't have a clue about it. And you're right. If you shut it down in the papers, television, and the radio, you pretty much do a damn good job of it.
Well, that's what they've done so far. And despite that, the movement has been gaining ground because people are, you know, they're communicating through other devices.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it shows that there's plenty of discontent, and I think that's the thing that really got my attention. Those numbers just floored me.
Yeah, well, and we should have the same kind of numbers up here for what we're doing.
It would be big. If it got to the general public up here, I think you would get large numbers. But, you know, if everybody keeps it a secret, if the press doesn't want to talk about it, and they don't, I don't know what the answer is. I've phoned before and asked, you know, if you can get an interview on television, if the newspapers, it doesn't look like anybody wants to help. They're scared.
Well, I think that's why you got to do something that's going to shake the trees. You know, have a tailgate party down there in front of City Hall, I think. I mean, make it so.
And more than one.
Make it so that they can't avoid it, so they can't not talk about it. Make it so in your face that they can't black it out. I mean, that's what really needs to happen.
Well, I'll get off here with just this one final thought. The other thing that comes to mind is money, sure, gets the vote going. This guy had millions of dollars. He could canvass huge parts of the state.
Right.
He could get the message out. And it's M-O-N-E-Y. That's what talks, and we all know what walks.
Yep.
Money is what does it. I'll get out of here and let somebody else get on.
All right. Thanks, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And with that, we've got Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. A simple question for the simple-minded regarding this three-way split. Simple question. What have the liberals, the Democrats of California, done for the legal average taxpayer in the last 10 years? Namely, one thing that they have done that has been positive for the average taxpayer.
Oh, you stole my thunder. You said positive.
Yeah, what have they done? I didn't say two. I said, what have they done for the average taxpayer? And, of course, we know the answer is zero. Therefore, why would you think that this liberal-backed three-way split would be any different and be positive for the average taxpayer?
Well, I mean, what they've done so far is, you know, pretty much ruin the state. I mean, and they don't even care. They don't even care. They want everybody to be poor. They want only the elite rich people controlling everything.
Yep. They think they're untouchable.
And the signatures that the art is touting, 400, is nothing. When you're buying them, it's nothing. And number two, if you read the fine print of the three-way split, it's a nothing. Plain and simple, it's nothing. And I'll say goodbye on that one.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Gary. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. We do appreciate it. I guess we have another caller.
We do. We have Matt on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Can you guys Okay. I just wanted to say there's a reason why our local media isn't covering it. If you go on YouTube, you can find a clip from the Weather Underground where they're talking about causing a communist revolution, basically. Our media doesn't want the truth out because the powers that be want revolution. They just don't want our revolution. They don't want to return to the Constitution. They want to promote a communist revolution and then just and it gives them justification.
To throw out the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, they want to overthrow it. I mean, right. That's the whole point of this ballot initiative. You go online and they're, oh, let's ditch the Constitution because it's preventing us from doing the ballot measure. There's a reason why the blackout is happening.
Well, I got to agree with you. I mean, I think it's a very much a planned situation here in California. It's too stupid to be stupid. I mean, why would you drive the economy into the ground if you didn't have something going? These people are not stupid. Well, maybe Nancy Pelosi, but excuse me. But
no, they've been actively. You can go online at our local Fleshlight and read the comments from the liberals. They absolutely blame the downturn of the economy on capitalism. They've been making that argument for the last decade. You ask them where Craftsman came from, and they just magically think it just appeared as some mega corporation.
No, I agree with you. I mean, they don't want the truth out there. They want this slanted view. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like communism is good, but or communism is good, but they never stop at any point in time and look at what has been the result of communism every time it's been tried. Look at in California as an example right now. We haven't got to revolution, but gee, is our economy doing well?
No. What economy?
Yeah, I mean, does it look? You look around Reading. Does it look like we're doing better?
What do we make or grow here?
Well, we know we grow, but.
That's the only thing anymore, pretty much.
Well, because it's a black market. It's the one thing that the government hasn't sucked the ability to make a living out of.
Right.
It's the last vestige of free enterprise.
Well, I'm not going to get on the bandwagon for it because I think it's kind of dumb. But at the same time, you're right. I mean, the reason that it exists is because they've pretty much destroyed the industry on everything else.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's ranching, agriculture, manufacturing, fishing, mining, anything, you name it, it's dead.
Yeah, logging industry, like you say, the mining industry, agriculture, they're trying to steal. I mean, look what happened with Lavoie Finicum and the Havens. I mean, and all the ranches that were, confiscated basically in Nevada and Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. They want us to be poor because when you're poor and you're trying to feed your family, you're easily manipulated.
And they want us out.
They want control.
There you
go. Well, I'm going to get off the radio here, but I do want to say revolution is coming.
I
agree.
They're
not going to stop picking at the wounds of old battles until they get enough people in the streets. And then it's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah. I hope you're wrong and right at the same time. In some ways, because that's the only thing that's going to change things is if this gets ugly.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks for calling in. We do have another caller. Do we want to take him?
Who is it?
It's Nick. We've got Nick on the line.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take Nick.
Good morning.
Let's do that, and then let's see if we can get to the top of the hour.
Hey, good morning. I'll get you to the top of the hour. I got an answer for Gary's question. By God, the government's helped me out a lot. You know what? I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to have steak or hamburger for dinner anymore because I don't have a choice. They've taken so much of my damn money, I could only have hamburger. And then it went down from hamburger to peanut butter and jam sandwiches. And they've taken so much money, I can't afford hamburger anymore. Now it's jam sandwiches, two pieces of bread jammed together. I don't know how much more of my money they want.
Well, you know, and of course there's no inflation according to... Oh, wait a minute. They're starting to say there is a problem with inflation, according to the Fed. And now they're starting to talk about raising up the interest rates, but it's going to be too little too late.
Hey, I've got a question for you. This is the first time I've heard that $21 trillion is missing.
Yep.
Where do you get your information? Where can I hunt this up?
If you want to, you can go to USA Watchdog Greg Hunter and listen to his latest post on he's got Catherine Austin Fitz there, and he also did one months ago.
And the guy from Minnesota is a economics professor who went through and figured this all out. Mark, I can't remember his last name, Mark something. But, yeah, there's $21 trillion missing that nobody's accounted for. I mean, if you go back to 9/11, the day before, just as an example, the day before 9/11, you had Rumsfeld go up there and say there's $2 trillion missing. And then you never heard from that again after that. I mean, you can Google it. You can go on YouTube. There's a YouTube video of the guy saying there's $2 trillion missing here. And then 9/11 the next day, you never heard from it again. So where the hell is all this money going?
Well, by God, it's sure not going to me. Hey, I've got a suggestion. I thought about about a month ago for you guys. Maybe at the start of your show or at the end of your show, you could suggest a website to go to where we could get real news. You know, because a lot of us, I'm stumbling across different websites all the time, and people just don't have a clue what's out there. Somehow, on my computer, a guy named Robert Spencer jumped up Jihadi Watch, and every morning, I subscribe to it, every morning he comes out with about 10 stories about what's going on over in Europe, and with jihads and all kinds of stuff. And maybe you could share your knowledge about where you get your information with us that way. Give us a new website every week.
Well, I can start doing that. I mean, I've got three or four of them sitting right up on top of my tabs right now. I mean, Zero Hedge is one. Gateway Pundit is another. Maybe we'll do stories on each one of these. I get a lot of information from USA Watchdog.
Well, that's just a thought, because a lot of us don't know anything besides, you know, what pops up there, you know, the Record Searchlight, you know, you go there for obituaries, and now you got to pay for those. Hell, you don't know if
it's, you know,
it'd be died or not.
Nice if there was a website that pulled from all of these different sources and put it all in one place.
I think there probably is. We just need to figure out what the name of it is, because there's a lot of these that have been targeted by, you know, the different left-wing organizations. I'm looking at another one, G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News.
I never heard of him, you know, and this is what we need to know, is where to go, where to get this information. And about your barbecue down at City Hall,
yep.
Find somebody that knows Red Emerson. Maybe he can deliver a couple truckloads of coal logs there, and we can have us a bonfire at the same time.
I'm thinking that's going to get their attention.
You betcha. Hey, yep. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, G. Edward Griffin is the guy who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then I've got another book that I'm researching here pretty soon. I don't have it up in front of me, the name of it, but got it written down someplace. And all of this stuff is documented. Now, you got to call and vet news sources no matter where you're getting them from. But some of these are pretty reliable news sources, I mean, that are saying this stuff. Like, I'm looking at this thing from G. Edward Griffin that has a news source from Channel 5, KPIX. Excuse me. Some of this stuff they're not even hiding, but they're not putting it together, or it's staying local, or they're not, or they're blacking it out in the States. I mean, I'm looking at one here from Zero Hedge. These European countries are refusing to accept the unchecked influx of migrants, immigrants. I mean, when was the last time you heard that one? And I'm going to the source here. So this is at Zero Hedge. You click on it and you source it. It'll come up here in a minute. But when was the last time you heard about the European countries are refusing to accept
What about the story that started breaking about 3 or 4 days ago? It looks like the Obama administration destroyed tens of thousands of records in the National Archives.
Gee, I'm shocked.
Wonder what records they went after.
Well, let's see. It has probably something to do with their illicit activity of either Fast and Furious, Uranium One.
Are you a prophet?
There's so many of us.
Hold on. We have the answers here in a hermetically sealed mayonnaise jar. The great Marcat, or Karnak, Marcat, I don't know. We'll come up with something, you know.
Yeah. But it looks like they destroyed tens of thousands of records to do with Hillary Clinton and the email records and Fast and Furious and several records that were supposed to be kept, but it looks like some good Samaritan librarian made a backup.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they didn't wipe them clean.
See, this is the stuff. I mean, this is what Trump is fighting at the upper levels now, too, is these guys are absolute scumbags. Look at what he's fighting in the FBI and the DOJ. Why doesn't anybody go to jail? It's obvious that somebody needs to get cuffed to go to jail, but it's not happening. Because these guys have been put into positions, the deep state, because you go back and you look at Mueller. And, you know, what they've investigated in the past, along with Comey and their buddy-buddy system, and how they've discredited and gone after different people, you know. And you got Strzok, who's the investigator on the Hillary Clinton email, as well as investigating Trump. So, you know, I mean, it just goes on forever. But they've got guys in key positions. And the media just goes, what? Trump, he talked to some Russian guy down on the street 10 years ago who was selling pierogies, and there was a secret message inside the pierogi.
And he knew a guy that knew a sources guy that once did a deal with a guy that talked to a guy that knew Putin.
The sources are anonymous.
Yeah.
And we're not sure exactly what the message said in the pierogi, but we think it was something to the effect that I'm being held prisoner in a Chinese laundromat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you know, they would be all over this. They would be talking about, I'm not sure exactly where the manufacturing of the pierogi was conducted at. Yeah. But we believe that it was at the specific direction of Putin.
Yes.
And Putin was the dough maker.
That guy.
Yeah, the guy. He's the head dough.
Yeah.
Of the
boogeyman.
He's the head baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a crock.
I mean, and in the meantime, you know, you got criminals running the show.
They have been.
Does anybody believe that Mueller's not a criminal? Does anybody believe that Comey's not a criminal? Does anybody believe that Hillary is not a criminal? Let's see. I mean, I want to have anybody who's in hearing this call in and let me know if you think Hillary's not a criminal and why. The boards are open.
Yeah.
All lines are available.
Nobody?
Nobody?
Nobody.
Kind of quiet out there.
Maybe we should call CNN.
I bet you the head private I was going to say private dick, but I don't know if that's allowable.
Well, you just did, so there you go.
I think that's allowable.
Private detective, you know, short for detective is dick. What's his name? What's his name on there? Anderson Cooper.
I was just going to say, let's get Anderson Cooper on the line.
Ex-CIA
guy.
Have
a discussion.
Ex-CIA, you know, I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
So now that the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ, you know, and ELO are all, in on it.
Yeah, well, they're the entire judiciary system is exposed right now. They're in the tank.
Yeah. We don't have one.
Yeah.
How do you
find legal recourse when all of the tools and methodology and the infrastructure for doing any of that is corrupted?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. I mean, if your name is Clinton, nothing ever happens. But if you have orange skin and you are a blonde guy, then it doesn't matter what you do. You're a jerk.
How can we have the evidence that we have? And the head of the FBI stand up there and give the press conference that he did and say with a straight face, there's not even
a smidgen
of political bias.
Didn't I hear that someplace else?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, there was.
If it wasn't political bias, what kind of bias was it?
There was not even a smidgen of corruption in the whole Obama deal either.
Yeah, the IRS thing.
The IRS thing.
Never mind the letter that they...
Yeah. Yeah, in court, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody gets prosecuted. Where the hell's DOJ?
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Because when it all falls down, then whatever... The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. No pardons for now. Rudy Giuliani says President Trump has no plans to issue pardons currently in the Russia investigation, but he could choose to do so once the special counsel's work is finished. The president's attorney tells CNN State of the Union that issuing any kind of pardon now is not necessary and could cloud what Giuliani believes is a, quote, very clear picture of an extremely unfair investigation with no criminality involved in it of any kind. One person is dead, 22 hurt, after two people opened fire at an all-night arts festival in Trenton, New Jersey, early this morning.
All of a sudden, my brother goes to me, goes, oh, you hear them gunfire? I go, sounds like fireworks. He goes, no, that's gunfire. And next thing you know, we turn around, and everybody's running down the street.
Thanks to WPVI-TV for that audio. Authorities say it appears that a, quote, neighborhood beef was behind the shooting. The dead man, one of the shooting suspects, the other has been arrested. Four of the wounded are in critical condition. Meanwhile, New Jersey's Attorney General is demanding that firearms companies stop marketing and selling untraceable weapons, also known as ghost guns.
New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Grewal said in a letter to the unidentified companies that the weapons are illegal in the state. He adds the state will sue the gun makers if they persist. Grewal demanded the companies stop selling and advertising to New Jersey residents assault weapons that are unregistered and lack serial numbers. The companies have 15 days to respond. The National Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs has opposed the measures and said they won't make anyone safer.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The suspect in a taxi crash near Red Square that injured two Mexican World Cup fans and six other pedestrians this weekend tells interrogators he fell asleep at the wheel. That's according to Moscow police. The man said he hadn't slept in 20 hours. There are still concerns about terrorism. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year. And over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
One of the biggest air carriers in the world is getting out its checkbook.
American Airlines denies any wrongdoing but has agreed to pay $45 million to settle a lawsuit that says it and other major U.S. airlines colluded to drive up the price of airfares. The Fort Worth-based carrier says fighting the case in court would be too costly. Earlier this year, Southwest Airlines also reached a settlement in the case, agreeing to pay $15 million and also denying any wrongdoing. The lawsuit alleges that major U.S. airlines colluded to limit capacity in order to increase ticket prices.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstrom. Warner Brothers cracking down on local Harry Potter fan festivals around the country, saying it's necessary to halt unauthorized commercial activity at such events. Warner Brothers says the new guidelines regarding the festivals will prohibit the use of any names, places, or objects from the series. Festival directors say they'll make adjustments. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Naval Academy is demanding that Nike and an L.A.-based boutique stop using a logo closely resembling the college's historic crest.
A collaborative line between Nike and Undefeated includes shirts, pants, jackets, and other soccer apparel featuring the crest. Both crests depict a shield flanked by columns. The Undefeated shield has tally marks, while the Academy's has an approaching ship. A bit too close for comfort for the Naval Academy. Its Office of Naval Research firing off a letter notifying the companies of trademark infringement and insisting that they stop. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 17th, and it's a birthday for a number of famous people, including actor Pete Lupus, 86 years old. Remember him from the
Mission Impossible TV series. Singer Barry Manilow is 75 today. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, also 75. Comedian Joe Piscopo, 67. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
There, that's Alan Walker for Ethan. He likes Alan Walker. Kind of like it too. You know, it's not
poppy.
Yeah, yeah. Electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I want to. Do we have a caller? Oh, I want to talk about the. And we got the. Go ahead and have Ashley cue that video up from KPIX or whatever five channel five I think it is, and. You know, they've got a new app out, the Poop app. I mean, which is...
Can't believe we're even having a discussion about this. I'm sorry, but really?
Yeah, that's great.
That's crazy.
You can pinpoint the poop on...
Only in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. They got a little gal, and then they... you know, she comes out there in like her little Zamboni to sweep it all up, and...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real deal. We said, go ahead and,
I
and
think we have a caller
well,
now.
Let's go, ahead and play this, video.
BART's gotten a bad rap for their filthy stations and blatant drug use. BART wants riders to help change all that with a new app. KPIX 5's Jessica Flores live in San Francisco with a look at how it works. Jessica.
Good morning, Michelle and Ann. Well, there's no secret. There's a lot of problems at BART stations. I'm just right outside the Powell station here, and already we've seen some drug use. We saw a guy get arrested. So this is what BART riders encounter every day. Now, if they see some of the waste left behind, like needles and human waste, they can actually report that to BART through a new app launching today. Now, this all comes after pictures and video have been surfacing online, shared online, capturing the growing problem. At Civic Center BART, riders are seeing drug users shooting up. It's a problem all the way down the line.
And what do you do for a living?
What if there's too much poop and not enough people to...
Drugs in an elevator. Now if riders see a problem and report it on the app, it triggers a cleanup process. A new team called the Rapid Response Team.
The Rapid Response Team.
But many riders want to see BART in the city do more. KPIX 5's Phil Mateer asked BART board member Bevan Dufty about it. Dufty is putting much of the blame on the city for the growing homelessness and drug use at stations.
Don't tell me that you don't have resources to dedicate some shelter beds. We've got to step up because it's an unacceptable situation in San Francisco, what's going on in Civic Center. And I think that BART has stepped up and is doing its share.
I bet he does. Yeah. Now you got the little. You guys got to see this.
Showed a picture of the machine.
Yeah, it's like a little black lady on a Zamboni, like at the ice rink. Yeah. Only it's like smaller. I guess it sweeps up the biohazard and or the crap, you know.
Who's Zoni?
Yeah. It's a crap Zoni.
Report a biohazard.
Then take you to a site where you can put the station name and exactly what you saw. And that report goes directly to that response team.
Exactly what you saw.
Oh, it looked a little corny.
Stop it. Let's go to our caller.
We've got... Is it Harry? Harry on the line. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. First of all, you guys are great, and you make me laugh. But I love your barbecue idea, and I think maybe a like-minded musician or group to be there. And even my dog's getting upset with the California regulations. It's taking away from his treat money. So, but you guys make my day. And I would definitely... get as many people as I could to show up for a rally. I'm sitting here swatting flies. I just wish they were politicians.
You can dream.
Yeah. Well, I'd name each one of them when I kill them. But I spent a year in Vietnam, and I didn't do that for any of this crap that's going on. And this could be the greatest state nation in the world. And
it used to be.
It used to be, yeah. When I first came here in 1959, it was number one in everything. People came to California for education and medical and you name it, and it's just such a shame to see where it's gone. But I'm 100% behind Cox, and, I won't give up. So in my last breath, I'll fight for the people, the good people of this state and the world. And, South Africa, America, all over the world. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in, and you guys keep up the good work.
Well, thank you,
Harry. We appreciate
the
call.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that as well.
Very good. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there,
yeah,
too.
Happy Father's Day to anybody that's listening.
Very good.
Well, okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I need to feather into this. So to speak, the poop app. Huh. And Berkeley City Council rings in Agenda 21. You know, that thing that was just complete crap about 4 years ago when we were talking about it?
Complete.
Conspiracy. Oh, you guys are off the charts. You conspiracy theorists. There's no such thing as conspiracy. It's just all, you guys have been drinking too much Kool-Aid, and you're watching too much TV, and a little too much scotch.
Never mind the 900-page manual that came with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that all, yeah. And all the evidence. Oh, geez, who needs evidence? So, and you know what really gets me about the people that say, oh, you don't know, get off your frickin' duff and do a little homework. You know something? You know, look into these things to see if there's a little truth to them. Not, oh, that could never happen in America. Well, here you got Berkeley City Council rings in Agenda 21 declaring a climate emergency. And call for population control. There it is. So that's what we do.
There it is.
Is we don't need Zambonis to clean up crap and needles. We're going to start cleaning up people with bigger Zambonis. And they just, when they grind through the crowd, then they spit out these little green wafers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, and they're kind of like Nabisco things, only different. And then that's what we need, because in Berkeley, you know, this is the new Berkeley Farms.
Yeah, it's Soylent Green, now in Cool Ranch.
Yeah, you can, and there's dips. There's the Chipotle. And
sick and watch. Wrong. I'm sorry. Sick and wrong. No?
I don't like the Italian. Not that I don't like Italians, but the Italian dip, you know, really doesn't go good with the Soylent
Green. What do you
green.
Do for the vegetarians?
Well, you know, they have this other thing that maybe there's a separator inside the Zamboni. We've got to come up with another clever name instead of Zamboni. Oh, the D-Boni.
The
D-Boni. The D-Boni.
Oh, jeez. And with that, we have a caller on the line. We've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Mechanically separated human parts.
Soylent Green tastes like S. Anyway, you guys aware of how they've been, Red, you brought up earlier regarding the hidden emails destroyed, the librarian discovered many. Are you aware that they were using the Gmail accounts?
Yeah.
Sharing the common draft and just not sending?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know where they actually got that trick was from Al-Qaeda? That was one of the way that Al-Qaeda used to pass messages, is you would type an email up and not send it. You would just save it in your drafts, then somebody else somewhere would log into the account and read the draft, so it was electronically transmitted with never being transmitted to be picked up by Carnivore.
Yet it is saved, though, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's there.
Okay. Where we go one, we go all.
Criminals are clever.
They can be sneaky.
Anyway, no, I just, you know, all this stuff is now coming to a head. The mainstream will never pick it up until they're on their backs, and
right.
That is soon to come.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Andrew. I totally agree with that. You could rub their nose in it all day long down there, and you could have your poop app and everything else and rub their nose in it all day long, and they're just going to go, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So Mueller Is our Mueller in the Eastern District Court related to the other one that we're seeing in the feds?
I don't know.
That's a good
question. That I've been able to find.
No, I don't. I probably not. I mean, there was a lot of Muellers that came out of Germany, I'm sure.
Yeah, paperclip. Anyway.
She is an old neighbor of Daryl Steinberg, though. He used to live a couple houses down from her.
I understand she's pals with Kamala Harris, or Kamala, or however you say it.
Mm-hmm. She was actually handpicked. She was a Sacramento City Councilwoman, and Steinberg and others actually went to her and urged her to go finish her law degree at Stanford so she could be appointed a judge.
I feel so warm and fuzzy. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're
That's what I drink.
Can I have another scotch, please?
Yeah, I hear you. I can't afford single malt anymore. Thank you, California.
Yeah, no, thanks again, Dave. I'm all the way down to the Charter Oaks or whatever.
Right on.
Yeah. The old right. Crow.
Yeah. Nasty stuff. Anyway. Yeah. There you have it.
Thanks, Andrew.
I think you hung up. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Andrew.
Yeah, you know, this resolution was voted unanimously by the Berkeley City Council to mobilize other California governments to initiate a just local, state, national, and global climate emergency mobilization to restore safe climate. So let me see. We want to restore safe climate by killing everybody.
Are they the ones that the mayor called and let all the illegals know that they were coming to the door?
That was Oakland.
Oh, Oakland.
Who does that make it safe for? What, the frickin' dung beetles?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure dung beetles eat poop and reprocess it and create methane, so they're probably as bad as the cows.
Maybe. Aren't those just plain old stink bugs, or... So, the council's resolution, introduced by council member Cheryl Davila, warned that man-made global warming was driving a global freshwater scarcity crisis and the sixth mass extinction of species, which could devastate much of life on Earth for the next 10 million years. The revolution calls for a World War II level mobilization to effort to fight global warming. So, World
what?
War II. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Any of what you just said
makes sense.
So we need that clip from
from Happy Madison.
No,
Happy,
it's Madison,
Billy
Madison. Billy Madison.
Yeah.
So hey, you know, if you go outside and you see, you know, the 101st Airborne doing a drop over your town.
Well,
wouldn't
a World War II style mobilization mean we're cranking up the factories to full speed and we're full production and carbon in the air and coal being burned and steel being made?
What did D-Day stand for? Anybody know? Huh. I mean, what I'm getting from the city council in Berkeley is it's dumb day.
Yeah.
These guys are bumpkins. What are you talking about?
They don't know what they're talking about.
A World War II type mobilization? What the hell are you talking about?
And what are we supposed to do during this mobilization?
Just get on the train and
shut up. You don't be flagellant.
All right, everybody, hold your breath.
Don't go into the BART system.
Okay,
put some potatoes in your exhaust pipe.
Mankind is destroying the climate, so let's mobilize mankind to do what exactly? Stop being mankind?
Let's see. To accomplish it, it requires an effort to preserve and restore half Earth's biodiversity in interconnected wildlife corridors to humanely stabilized population.
What?
In other words, put them all down into a bunch of rabbit huts down there on the wharf and give them poop apps.
Yeah. Biodiversity
corridors.
That'll
save everybody.
Okay, so what the hell is a biodiversity corridor? Excuse me, Mr. Dare, you're not in your corridor.
Get back in your quadrant.
Yeah. No.
What the?
I know.
Davila's resolution also calls for a shift towards a climate resilient society and culture that prioritize conservation, community, and mutual aid over consumerism and narcissism.
So does that?
So in other words, we don't want anybody working.
Pinkos, got it.
We don't want anybody working. We want everybody the same. We don't want you guys to be narcissistic about any of this crap. And so what we want you to do is all be poor and get back in your little rabbit hutches.
So does that mean we get to encage them because they're all full of crap?
This lady just called for the planet to mobilize World War II style behind her idea and then turns around and attacks being narcissistic?
My head freaking hurts, okay? Now, their main goal is to become a carbon sink by 2030. What the hell is a carbon sink?
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool, like a carbon fiber sink?
I guess it's a gas sink.
Oh.
The hell is a gas sink?
Like it's just going to be filled with carbon?
No, I think what it is, it's going to be filled with money. They're going to be saving so much hot air that everybody's just going to send them money. That's what it's about. It's paying for the hot air. It's coming out of Berkeley. And you thought there were only cows in Berkeley? No.
What is a carbon
sink? There's freaking idiots all over Berkeley.
A carbon sink.
With poop apps.
What is a carbon sink?
I don't know. I know.
Is that spelled S-I-N-K or S-Y?
S-I-N-K. It says they want this carbon sink by 2030, meaning Berkeley would emit negative net greenhouse gas emissions by that time.
How do you emit negative anything?
So they're going to be the carbon drainage of the world?
I'm so confused right now.
And on top of that, environmental activists were thrilled. They were thrilled about this stuff. With Berkeley's decision to declare a climate emergency, everybody turn in your guns and your money and all your stuff.
Isn't this the same city that declared itself a nuke-free zone?
Kind of.
Would that change?
I don't know. This is from the Daily Caller, by the way. I don't know. This is true. I mean, you think we're reading a parody here? No.
No.
These guys are screwed up.
What was your first clue?
I don't know. Their own words contradict what they said.
I can't believe somebody even wrote that and published it.
How do you emit negative level emissions?
Flush at once.
You can't even emit negative. I mean, you could emit zero, but how do you emit negative? How do you create negative? That would mean that you're actually taking carbon from somewhere else, which means you're no longer negative. I don't know. I just, that whole concept is...
I'm just reading the article.
Just remember where it came from.
Oh.
This is what terrifies me about my children in public school.
I mean, I got a tweet here. Last night, Berkeley declared a climate emergency, committing not only to zero net carbon emissions by 2030, but a net drawdown. What the hell is a net drawdown? What does that even mean?
So you get to run around with little bags. Oh, they can't have plastic bags anymore.
You're out of luck there.
Well, you're going to run around strangle themselves. Carbon.
That's a plan.
Maybe they're going to run around with camp sex.
They're going to have little plastic bags, and they're going to strangle themselves with it. And then the Zamboni's going to come by and sweep them up.
Can't use plastic. Plastic bags are illegal.
Oh, you got to pay 10 cents.
Burlap, hemp. Hemp sacks.
Hemp sacks.
Hemp sacks.
We'll have hemp sacks.
What the hell?
Yeah. And endorse. Okay, so the climate mobilization has tweeted that they declared this just citywide emergency mobilization effort to end greenhouse gas emissions as quickly as possible and calls for the Bay Area town hall.
The greater Bay Area should be terrified of that, though.
Bloomberg promised $200 million in 2017 to help cities tackle global warming. Indeed, Berkeley signed into the We Are Still In pledge, with the 264 other counties. By the way, this is all illegal treaties and stuff with counties across the country. But Berkeley's pledge actually isn't achievable. Evidence from other cities suggests ambitious climate plans often fail.
A suggestion from a listener.
Send all the Kool-Aid to the Berkeley City Council. I'm going to agree with this. We just can't decide whether it should be green or grape, lime or grape.
I kind of like the idea.
Strawberry?
You know how we're talking about increasing our visibility and getting some...
Have a Kool-Aid party?
Maybe we start having Kool-Aid parties or mailing packets of Jefferson Kool-Aid to these idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid tastes great.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a Kool-Aid party here on the steps.
Let's throw a Kool-Aid party.
We're going to be having a Zamboni machine here in a poop app pretty soon, the way things are going. All we're going to do is wait a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that's what we should do. I think, as a speculator in investment, I'm going to invest in crap bonies or bone, whatever they are. Debonies. I want to invest in. Are they selling stock in debonies? Because I think that would be a great investment, especially here in the state of California, New York, and all of these population centers. Because I went in on the ground floor.
I want to
be an angel investor. I want to see an IPO on this. I'm going to go talk to my stockbroker tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy stocks in the Kool-Aid business.
Kool-Aid and debonies.
Yeah. I think the red Kool-Aid, though. I'm just saying.
Apparently, grape Kool-Aid's racist. So
Why? Because it turned into a raisin or what?
I don't know.
Racist?
I've been informed that grape Kool-Aid or grape drink is racist.
Doesn't they have raisin Kool-Aid?
I don't know. Gross. But I don't know.
Kool-Aid. And I'm sure the grape Kool-Aid is racist, too.
I think they call that prune juice.
Oh, yeah. The prune Kool-Aid.
Yeah, which would be agoraphobic.
Well, we wouldn't want to pass that around in San Francisco right now because you need another app.
Yeah.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. A number of things I've been thinking about here. This thing about this thing of ballot on split in the state. I hope that they're not trying to confuse the people about state of Jefferson. They have to know that that's not state of Jefferson. Because we certainly don't want what they've got on that ballot. Another thing is they keep about cows, you know, and all the methane gas from cows. And what I understand, cows, and because they have multiple stomachs, they don't have that much flatulence. You know, my dog does, my cat does, my horse does, but I've never heard a cow. And then the last thing is they're talking about this alleged acts of the man they just put in jail,
Manafort.
Okay, well, I thought that there were quite a few alleged acts by the Clintons. Why weren't they put in jail?
Well, because they got a lot of friends in high places.
I mean, come on. I mean, this alleged this for Hillary, and then lastly, this ratings. Reading City Council to me is a big joke, and I don't understand why the people of Reading are so ignorant that they keep on putting these people in.
Begin to wonder that myself.
It's just stuck on stupid, you know? I was down, I had to go downtown, we had a lodge meeting downtown one night. As I was coming back, it was raining, and I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. I couldn't see the lines in the road. And they don't have any lines in the road downtown Reading and the streets around Reading. Why don't they put some lines in the road on there instead of raising they shouldn't be receiving any monies at all. They're supposed to be public servants. They could have a stipend.
Maybe they've been putting lines on the mayor instead of lines on the road. I don't know.
They have bike lines.
Bike lane lines are
brand new.
And
yeah.
Good, easy.
You can
to see
those.
We have to go to a break.
Anyway, have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling in. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Blaming all our roots. We never wore boots. Never once played in the street. We feel very bitter. We get our news off of Twitter. And just can't handle defeat. saw the surprise and fear in our eyes when Donald became president. Screamed, this can't be true, America's through, and to the same spaces we went. I've got friends in safe spaces. If you don't go with us, then you must be racist. That's our catchphrase. Where's my latte? Come on.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you're looking out at pets of your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Okay, this is the headline of the day. Chinese media mocks President Trump. Only fools build walls. Think about that for just a second. Wait. Wasn't there a wall there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, the Great Wall.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, that went up for thousands of miles.
Hand-built to keep the Mongolians out.
That's different.
Were the Chinese racist when they did that?
So they forgot about their own freaking wall?
They must have got their education in California.
Oh. Holy crap. It's like, holy cow, Batman. wow.
Well,
you can't make this crap up.
Is like stupidity a prerequisite for communism?
I think so. I think it's you have to be pretty much in the moron category in general,
or the evil, manipulator. One of the two.
Yeah,
evil manipulator.
Yeah, you've got to be the guy behind the curtain or one of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. The Muppets. Picking on the Muppets.
Mike just made a good point about. So they want to, in Berkeley, they want to get rid of the population. Okay? Why are we letting all the guys over the border? So which population are we trying to get rid of? Because it's open season on, I didn't mean it that way, but it's opened the gates for the Mexicans coming over the border, the illegal, I know,
undocumented workers.
Yeah, that drives me crazy. I'm undocumented. Try telling the police officer when he pulls you over for speeding, I'm undocumented.
So, if I walk
in... They didn't say which population.
If I walk in somewhere and I steal a bunch of stuff and I don't have a receipt, am I just undocumented?
You're undocumented.
No.
Was it $950 or less?
Does it matter?
Yeah, California does.
I'm just undocumented.
California does. They just say, have a nice day here. Here you go.
Yeah. But if I go in the bank and I pull my gun out and I don't slip them a note that says, give me all your money, I'm undocumented. So then if I just make inferences and gestures to see
you let us know how that works for you.
Yeah. We'll let you go first.
Yeah. and we're not going to let him have the spray paint.
No. But that is the point. A sanctuary city.
No habla inglés.
You're throwing open the door for illegal activity while you're calling for population reduction. So if you're bringing in one population but wanting to reduce the population, what population are you going to get rid of?
Keth.
Well, here's a couple things. This feathers right into it.
Do you have Kool-Aid?
Jane Fonda tells Hollywood elites,
please.
It's time to take back our government.
Ship her to Vietnam. Should have left her there.
So our government is made up of Hollywood elites? Is that how it works?
Yeah, and you're going to listen to somebody
America decide that these people
have freaking any say on anything?
Yeah. Right. They're actors. Right. They play make-believe and live in a fantasy world for a living.
I know.
And you see a problem with this.
Robert De Niro.
Who?
I'm just saying. Look at the guy.
Great actor.
Oh, but he's totally, yeah.
I mean, would you let De Niro defuse a bomb in your house because he did it in a movie once?
Yeah.
Not my house, but
if
maybe somebody else.
If I had a bomb in my house and Robert De Niro wanted to defuse it, I'd give him the pliers and I'd wait for him out on the street.
Well, that's true.
Go for it, Bobby.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
It's simple.
LeBron James. So you can dunk a basketball. That makes you a political genius?
No.
No, it doesn't.
That's racist, I think. But
why is that racist?
Well, here's some things that aren't racist. Things will get ugly. South African political leader threatens war if white-owned land not returned to the black people. That's not racist. Even though the black people owned it and bought it and were there originally, and these guys are imported.
They weren't even there originally.
That's what I'm saying. The white people were there originally.
Yeah, they landed there because there was nobody else there.
Right. And then they claimed the land, started farms, started production,
But we're not supposed to know that.
They're like the Mormons. They went to the one place they figured nobody wanted it.
And then
just to keep them alone.
It didn't work out too well for them.
South African political leader kindness tells white people he won't kill them yet. Yeah.
There's a bigger elephant in the room with South Africa and the destabilization that's going on there that nobody is yet talking about, but it's going to become an issue. They have nuclear weapons.
Mm.
That's going to be
that's pretty scary.
Okay, so you have a government running around saying, we hate white people, we hate capitalism, we hate all of these things. Oh, by the way, let's not forget about the nukes that we've got stored.
Wow. I don't know. I'm looking at so many different things here. I mean, I got one here that says WikiLeaks moves in with Killshot after Crooked Hillary trolls call me. I didn't read that one yet. But here's another one. Sylvester Stallone accused 28-year-old. He's accused of a 28-year-old sex crime days after he appears with Trump. So that's all you got to do. You just got to go to the White House, and you'll be accused of a sex crime from way back in the day. I don't know. I'm dumbfounded here. I mean,
it's like 36, 37 Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is there to say?
Yeah, I mean, here's another headline from Zero Hedge.
Except the people in Germany at the time that actually saw the writing on the wall could come to America. We ain't got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Australia?
Nope.
Nope.
Canada?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Shit.
Well, maybe if all the Mexicans move here, then we can move to Mexico. Actually, you know, he's got a good point.
Let me know how that works for you down there.
Here's another
headline. They won't let you in illegally.
Here's another headline.
They don't treat you so well. Yeah, they don't treat you so well when you're illegal down across the border.
Yeah. Second FBI informant tried to entrap Trump campaign with a $2 million offer for Hillary dirt, Roger Stone said this. I didn't realize it was an FBI sting operation at the time, but it sure looks like one now.
And wow. Nothing happens.
Here's a terrified San Francisco tourist shocked by aggressive vagrants, discarded needles, and dead bodies?
Do they have a machine?
They don't have a deboney.
Yeah, yet.
The deboney.
Call
us up. We'll have a prototype here pretty soon.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh. The guy says, he says, I love your city, I love your restaurants, but I'll never come back. I used to like San Francisco, too. I haven't been down there lately.
I have no desire to go there.
I think we get ourselves one of those, you know, you ever seen mechanically separated chicken and all that? We get one of those things that mechanically separates meat, and we just slap it on the side of the John Deere yard tractor. And then we'll get a contract with the city of San Francisco. We'll just tool around and the deboney.
The deboney.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. Then we'll sell stock. We'll start.
I'm sorry.
Have an IPO, sell stock, and then retire in the Cayman Islands or something.
Yeah. Except the IRS will go, that's not a deboney. Wrong answer.
Well, with them,
we'll just tell the guy, I know how to deal with the government. When they come after us, go, it's Rent's documents, too.
See, but the IRS has another definition for the term deboning.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we should go to a break here. We got another.
If you
want to
call in, the number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
To the top of the hour and the end of the show. Yeah, we've definitely entered into the Twilight Zone. When you got Dennis Rodman talking about the President Obama brushing him off about the Korean peace deal back when he was talking. I mean, I just don't... where the hell are we in time?
I'm not sure.
You got poop cleanups, biohazards, and San Francisco.
You're in the third dimension.
Yeah, I mean, here's one. 20% of the U.S. population inmates are in prisons or criminal illegal aliens. That's a shocker, right? I don't know. I mean... did you know there's one in France. Concert is scheduled for Muslim rapper who exhorts followers to kill those who reject the Muslim state. So what does a Muslim rapper sound like? We might have to get some of his music and just to see what it says. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
No.
I don't think so.
Let's see. California City learns that diversity created fertile ground for the Mexican mafia.
What?
Yeah. How about the Seattle City Council repeals tax on jobs to benefit homeless after big business applies pressure? So this is something we should probably talk about.
Wasn't that the head tax that they were charging people up there in Seattle?
Yeah. Amazon and Starbucks. Oh, wow. Starbucks. Yeah, they're
genius.
Yeah.
They're going to have their own personal deboney inside their bathroom. Just
leave that one alone.
Anyway, they were able to pressure Seattle's city council into overturning the socialist head tax. Now, isn't it funny how socialists turn capitalists when they're not really socialists, but they're capitalists because that's where they get their money from? When they talk a political tune, they want all this socialist stuff. They want all this communism until it actually gets implemented on them. And then it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't sign up for this crap.
Yeah, not us.
So, you know, they were going to charge $275 on each employee per year that was expected to raise $50 million. The money was to help the growing homeless population. Amazon has 45,000 employees, and the tax would have cost the company, $12 million, something like that.
Wow. And they didn't like that?
They didn't like that? I don't understand it. I mean, don't you want to help the homeless? Don't you care about the people? Don't you love the children?
Right.
Don't you want to start up?
It was okay as long as we were going to have to pay it.
A fund to help everybody?
Yeah.
Well, no, they were going to pay for it. See, that's
well, I when they first introduced it is what I'm saying. It was fine with, but then they realized how much they were going to have to pay. They weren't happy no more. That was supposed to include everybody else except
it's
them.
It's easy when you're spending somebody else's money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that works fine. You know, here, global bond curve just inverted. That's why J.P. Morgan thinks a market crash may be imminent. Maybe. The pension train has no seatbelts.
It never did.
I was going to say.
That's a bus straight to hell, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's going to be a problem. We haven't talked about the pensions for a while, but I'm pretty sure the problem hasn't really
pretty well
gone.
What about the big one that has everybody ramped up right now, the immigrant children that are being separated from their families?
Please. I'm sorry. Please.
Well, as a father, do I get to go commit a crime and get to keep my kids?
Sure, why not?
They're going to put them in a cell next to me?
They put you in jail and then let you right back out.
You're a U.S. citizen, so the answer is no.
Oh, that's right. You are. You're
sorry.
You're documented.
I mean, why is this discussion always ignore the biggest elephant in the room? They're committing a crime. If you don't
think
it should be a crime, then you should be preaching about changing the law, not ignoring the law. And if you really give a crap about people, don't sit there and enable them to be illegal citizens with no rights. Find a way to make them a citizen. I'm so sick and tired and disgusted of the argument. And let's talk about the facts that the pictures that leaked on the internet that got everybody upset
Obama
was from 2014 and pictures of Obama. And where was all of the disgust and anger and, you know, moral, you know, then? What about the moral outrage then? Where was all the foot stamping and the calls of racism then? What about the 5,000 children that disappeared from federal custody during Obama? Where are they? Where's the moral outrage over that?
Fantasy Island? I don't know.
I'm so tired of the nonsense arguments and the half-truths and the BS.
Right.
And just, you want to have a discussion about it. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, it needs fixed. But let's have a little bit of honesty, because if we can't operate from a foundation of honesty and facts, it ain't getting fixed.
Facts don't matter for these guys. I wanted to bring up this dancing FBI agent who's formerly charged. Remember the guy that was breakdancing out there drunk and started, you know, his gun started going off? I guess he's been formally charged in a shooting.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't that just instill confidence in you?
Yeah,
in the
sure.
FBI? You know,
yeah.
The guy's doing backflips, you know, with a freaking gun on, and it's tucked into his waistband.
moron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm losing my respect for the FBI. Anyway, we got Lori.
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Lori.
That was from Lori, by the way.
Well, all your talk on the barbecue has made me just think about Hawaii and the volcanic issues and the deep state doing, I don't know, some parallel military thing. But I'm done with the barbecue. Whether you have tofu or veggies, I don't really care. But, yeah, let's fire up the Barbie on that one.
Yeah, I do, too. I think that you go down there and you set up a barbecue and have the flags waving. And
yeah, mm-hmm. I think each county needs to just go ahead and make it personal.
Yeah. You go down there and play some horseshoes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And we can invite our friends that are the new friends of City Park, and we can become, you know, what's that guy, Rogers, with the movie? You're my friend.
We can be the melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll make a YouTube. Oh my God! Anyway, the serious part though is Hawaii is going up. Apparently, they've been fracking there since the 91, 92, 93. Hey, if you want to blow something up, start fracking a volcano and see what happens. That's what we're witnessing.
We don't have a volcano in San Francisco. I don't even know how you frack a volcano. I mean,
well, apparently that's what's been happening in Hawaii. If they want to take out that paradise, and then that strategically makes a difference, and if it's the 21st century version of Pearl Harbor, that could be something else. But if that is what's kind of going on, and that whole fakey thing in January with that guy that miskeyed a button and that like sent everyone into panic and, you know, ducks for cover. I mean, does anyone even believe that narrative? I don't. That's just impossible that someone could just hit one button and that screws everything up. So anyway, that's just food for thought. I'm still searching on a lot of things that if they're going to try to make a tsunami look natural, so when some part of the big island starts to fall away, the rest of the islands are going to be submerged, and it's going to certainly come into San Diego. They have tsunami watches. L.A., the Bay Area, I mean, there's going to be some ripple effect. So I'm just saying caution, be careful, people. They're making us look at one thing, Korea. We're ignoring Israel and Palestine. So there's constantly what's really happening, and the media is just force-feeding one version. So I just wanted to share that on the issue of barbecuing.
Well, we appreciate that.
And I hope all the rest of the fathers have a real decent barbecue, not the ones we're talking about.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, it's been 3 years ago today since Donald Trump announced his run for president. Is it me, or is the world since then gone bat crap? Freaking crazy.
I think it was on the tracks already. I think it's just picking up speed.
I think he was the
more
guy.
Steam, more coal. Mm-hmm.
I think he was just gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, shoveling the coal in, man.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how crazy is the world gone? I mean, I sure would. I mean, I don't think the kids nowadays understand what it used to be like 25 or 30 years ago.
No clue.
They have no clue. They think
they have nothing to reference.
This is the new norm. This is the new norm. And anybody who's older than 30 years old should probably, you know, remember what it was like where you left your doors open. There wasn't crime. There wasn't poop all over. There wasn't needles everywhere.
Hmm. Yep.
Excuse me. Maybe on Skid Row down in L.A.
I don't think even then.
No.
Well, think about this right now. Any kid under the age of 17 doesn't know what it's like to live in a United States not at war.
Yeah. I mean, how crazy has this whole thing become? And it has nothing to do with the policies that we've been following for quite some time. It has nothing to do with the democratic, communist implementation, you know, in our government, you know, across on both sides of the aisle. It has nothing to do with out-of-control government. Government spending, printing money out of thin air and, you know, charging interest on it. None of this has it.
Nope.
You know, no, nothing to worry about. Mm.
Well, before we run out of time, don't forget at the Benton Air Park today.
Yep.
That you can go out there, you can get breakfast and fly around if you want.
Till 2 o'clock, yeah. We're going to head out there right after this with the kids and see about if we can get them a helicopter ride or something. Anyway, I think we're getting pretty close to the end here. I'm a little tired. I still can't seem to get over this stupid cough I picked up a couple 3 days ago. But keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. And don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up.
You know, you were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco.